2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us on the program, everybody. Former University of Utah great and former University of Utah,
great.
Sometimes not so great. You know, sometimes. Yeah.
We all have our moments, Alex.
Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell joining us in the program. Scott, everybody wants to know everything's still okay with the smoke detector. I'm still getting texts about it.
My house. Look, I'm attached to a building.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so we have a automated sprinkler system here. So there's fire, it's going out pretty quick.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, Scott Mitchell, everybody, he's okay. First of all, I want to jump into things here because as it is, we were looking at so many things to talk about on the program today. And right off the bat here, Scott, last night, if you missed part of the program, we were speaking with Mark Harlan, the University of Utah athletic director, and he talked about the possibility of that June 1 voluntary workouts here at the University of Utah to have those things go on up at the school. And the NCAA today, Scott, just within the last few hours, has decided that yes, voluntary workouts in June are okay to cross the NCAA. That is good news for people who want to see sports coming back, Scotty.
That's monumental news, Alex. Look, the biggest concern coming back for football is there's an acclimatization process where you have to get your body used to the heat and being in the in your football pads, and it's a real thing. I mean, a lot of people have died from this. There's a lot of legislation about a time frame that how practices start. You know, you start with just in shorts and then you work your way into full contact. And so the concern has always been how much, you know, if we can give these players enough time to get their bodies acclimated to the stress of the, you know, the heavy loads of practice, it's a good thing. And you miss that, then you're hosed. So having this news, this is about as good a news as you could possibly get. And this is an NCAA thing. So, you know, it's not a state of Utah thing. And of course, other states have their regulations about how open or closed their states are right now. But having these players get back into these schools and having these workouts is huge.
Well, and you know, like you said, the NCAA making this decision today is one of those that you look at and you go, okay, when the NCAA makes a decision and they start talking about it, then that allows, I think, other states to feel a little bit more like they can kind of, you know, peek out at the top and go, is the coast clear a little bit here? But we're talking about voluntary workouts. Okay, so, and these are going to be in small groups. The other thing was they said it's going to be in small groups and it's going to you're going to have voluntary workouts, which means you're not going to have coaches there. So then what do you do? So what does that mean? Are we talking about position groups? And what's the most important thing to get going right now if you're the University of Utah, if you're BYU, if you're Utah State? Like, what are the groups that you say, okay, we got to get these guys together the most? I mean, we know people have already been out working out, but what are the groups that need the most work right now during this time of the summer, especially not having a spring?
Wide receivers, quarterbacks, always the top priority, because the timing of throwing passes and the different passing routes and getting used to the movements of players, that's huge. That's stuff that should go on all the time. And these coaches are really good at this because they're used to having these types of workouts. They have a whole month of June that they can't touch the players. And I think it'll be interesting for Utah, because when we talked to them before, they talked about, we had so much classroom work. And with these new quarterbacks,
is that just watching film and installing? What are we talking about here?
No, I mean, like, they have tests. They have to actually they install the offense. They go through all the different types of plays and different scenarios and games, and they've been able to put a lot of their offense and defense.
One running back leaves Chicago at a rate of 40 miles an hour. Another quarterback leaves Indianapolis at the same time.
Come on. No, he doesn't leave from Chicago. He leaves from Indianapolis.
No. Yeah, of course.
but it'll be interesting to see how well that worked. If these guys can go on the field and now go, okay, here's this play, run this, and they're good at the coaches and the players are good at having the players, it's organized enough where they can get work done.
Why are they sticking to the NCAA rules say you can't be with the players in June? Okay, just can't be with the players in June. We are – listen, how stupid does that sound right now?
Nah, it's the NCAA. They still have to yield their control over the world,
it's,
Alex.
It's
they
so
feel
stupid.
Important. Come
there
on.
There is no reason – this is we are living in a time where we should have no rules. We should be as flexible as you can be. You're the NCAA, and you should be smart and say, look, these guys didn't get a camp. They didn't get this – they didn't get to have a spring a group of workouts. They didn't get to have a spring game. They didn't get to have all these things. Let's be smart about this and say, look, all summer you can be in contact with your coaches. Let's get the coaches out there and start getting you working out with some things. I mean, there just should be no reason why they go, no talking to your players during June. You know the rules. There should be no rules right now.
Actually,
everything's been put back. What?
Actually, there is a really good reason to have rules.
Well, but for this, why? They haven't been able to be in contact other than through text and phone calls or virtual stuff.
So when someone's walking out of the desert and they haven't had a drink of water for a long time, and all of a sudden you just pour a hose down their throat, like, they're going to drown. And I think the concern is, look, we know this virus is still around, so we're gonna be cautious in our rolling out the interaction players can have with these coaches.
You can't have the guy with the bullhorn above everybody.
The bullhorn?
Come on, Vaughn.
I think you can completely have your whole entire team on the field, and I think you can do it in groups where there isn't that interaction. But the reality is these coaches will violate all the rules. They'll be like, forget that, and there'll be one school that'll have everyone there, and then all of a sudden there's going to be a hot spot and a secondary wave, and it's because the NCAA let everyone on the practice field, and I don't think they want that responsibility. I still think they're exercising caution just from the standpoint of they don't want to have egg on their face at the end of the day in the event that something, this backfires and it turns out to be a bad thing. I don't think it will be. You have to feel extremely good about this, though, Alex, especially for the Utah BYU fans, that early season game actually it becomes more of a reality when they're letting players come on the field and start to practice the 1st of June.
575-00 is the text number. Let's take our first break here. I'm interested to see how this thing is going to turn out now that we're at least looking at small groups, voluntary workouts getting together, allowed by the NCAA, starting in June, as they announced today. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. How about one of the weirdest rules that we've seen come out of all of this?
This is a deal breaker, Alex. I'm just telling you, I couldn't function.
The rule that would ruin Scott Mitchell and how baseball
function.
And football is going to have to change when it comes to some of these things. And managers are already saying, this is almost an impossibility. You're asking us to do something impossible. We'll tell you what it is next right here on KSL's Unrivaled. It's not the Night Zone Project. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.